Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody. So everybody tune in. You are listening to Satisfy the Greatness Within You. I am co-host Talk Dude, and on the other side of this line is Real Personality Organic. Okay. Organic, come on, sound off. I know you're here.
Hello, everybody. Let's give a great round of applause to you accomplishing, you know, this desire in your opposition of life. This is comedian Organic, okay? And today's show, can you give them the name of the show again one more time?
Satisfying the Greatness Within You. This is about that. There is a greatness. There is a voice inside of you that is crying out to be heard. And so many of us die internally when we don't basically listen to that voice. We don't nourish it. We don't keep the flame going. You got to keep that fire and spark going. When it goes out, you're out. It's 731 right here on the dot. 731. Please get involved with the call. Call. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Yes, everyone. Tune in. I want to take the time, not just to sound like an echo, but sound like that vibration level that your echo really meant to be inside of your desires. Things that you've been overcoming, this tragedy of your pain, we're going to look at this. How do we satisfy this inside of your happiness? How do we satisfy the caring as you see someone that you hear, right? And you say to yourself, you say, man, I enjoy hearing that person give me the healing moments that I truly need to have someone take the conversation and give me the words that I appreciate within myself. Can you tell me more conversation about myself that I can truly be healed? Because I deal with some private devastation going on in my life, and I don't know how to tell myself this because I've been trying to abandon this pain. But the pain is so connected to me. And I feel like as I talk about these things, freeing this pain inside of myself, I can't really be the person I need to be for myself. We must understand this. Your life have never been a short end of the directions of your ability to really in tune into life's sharing elements. If someone is always looking to enjoy you, just like when you get done eating your most favorite, whatever you eat, maybe you don't eat with your fingers. Maybe you're eating with, you know, utensils, things of that. And you just happen to get some in your finger. That's what you do. You may sneak and lick the fingers. You may, you know, get a napkin and roll a napkin up, and you got some in your finger, and your mind is. You start tasting it. It's a little bit in your finger. You just take it. That's what life is to your ability. When you are given life this life, you think you're short. No, you are, you know, you're not looking at the bigger development of life. Life is seeing the, life is a nerd to loving you. Can I say that? Can I say that, Talk Dude? Life is a nerd to enjoy loving you. It's satisfying your greatness within you. Isn't that something? Love is so connected, so many things. Love, it's a germ that grows like fungus. When it's in the wrong company, it's trying to develop this kind of sense of digestion system to truly come back and tune in, because, you know, in this ability to truly be involved with loving yourself, loving, satisfying the greatness within yourself, it's a part of that organic part where you are seeing the intellect property of your love carry the desires and opened up and show you where it's meaningful. Well, you need to be touched the most. That's what satisfying the greatness is. Now, Talk Dude. Now, take a moment and free all those things, the anxiety, the connection satisfying the greatness within you. Take that moment to truly, truly allow your dreams to be inside of your happiness. Your happiness is hugging your dreams, satisfying the greatness within you. Now let's take a moment, everyone, to just listen. Now this talk dude is going to say a few words for everyone out there. Go ahead, talk dude.
Okay, all right. Now, sometimes what we don't realize is basically there's such a thing as sacrifice. Sometimes we don't even get to make the choice. It takes, we lose something that becomes kind, that is sort of a crutch we become dependent on. There is something that we are too dependent on, water, and by losing it, it forces us to stand up. It forces us to truly not put too much energy. Because you see, a crutch, we treat that too much like a cane. This is what a crutch is. It's supposed to help you out at some point or whatever. There needs to be a point when your body tissue grows back, you don't need it anymore. Now, it can be a real painful, crushing thing, sacrifice. You lose something more than you loved yourself, something that basically, when you lost it, you lost your innocence, and you start to see what life is all about.
But you know
you
what
realize
you
can be a liar. You can have that fire inside you.
You gotta realize this too. It's not about just being lost and struggling and suffocating in pain that's in the bottom of suffocating, you know, this thing is turning. You don't want to be in this car, they call it, you know, quicksand. You want to be in a quicksand of destroying your happiness where you're falling out of your enjoyment of it. You don't want to be that part, but you notice how when you tune in, you're not just enjoying what people are saying that may be an emotional place where they're not even trying to compliment you. But you're so tuned in, you're taking the things that they're trying to take out of you, and you give them more release of satisfying the greatness within you. Now, let's come on a moment. You must understand you're satisfying the greatness within you is not by accident. It's by intention. It's by igniting the purpose. This is the fragrance that you, when you light that, that's a fragrance already that's clear and the smelly. It's clear, and it's so much more that you are contributing to the life capacity. It seems so short because the importance is leading, and there's nothing in front of you, and it seems like you're left, but you're in leading into life purpose of opening up this moment. Come on now. They're listening to you. This is comedian Organic OK, and the show is called
Satisfying the Greatness Within You. It's 7:38 right now, and we've only just begun.
Talk to them, man. They're listening. They're listening.
All right, here it is. I've suffered loss in life, and I realized, you see, I realized too much that I was always looking for that crutch to be like a cane. I know this because I've been guilty of this myself. I was looking for something I could rely on more, so I wouldn't have to rely on myself. I thought I was unreliable.
You are reliable. You are reliable, sir. And I want to tell you this. Satisfying the greatness is to mean that people are just getting satisfying greatness from you. It's satisfying the greatness that it turns around, right? It becomes that as a person cleaning the mirror, guess what that means? You can satisfy the vision of what you're seeing with a clean mirror, right? It's when we're really dealing with each other and working with each other, coming together, it's like having emotional people taking shifts of housekeeping, love, and the desire. As you come together and see these things, changing the segment. As you see these things, as you go through the moments of vulnerability, it's got to be somebody that see the vulnerableness of, hey, this is something that we need to invest in. You know, it's very important for you to see as the vulnerable moment you're having. It's not there to just be lost. It's there to turn. It's there to be really moving the vibrational level. It comes back again. This is comedian Organic OK. And can you give a little bit of compliment to the co-host, Talk Dude? Talk Dude, thank you, man. I appreciate you taking this time and giving us your insight. But don't leave us with you not feeling desires that you are contributing to being happy. Look at that moment and say to happiness, you have another way to tribute with this call, satisfying the greatness. It's where happiness get to look. You know, when they're making the cake, a lot of people think it is really a treat to taste the actual batter that's going to be cake. Can I lick the spoon? Can I do these things? Can I put my finger in the bowl, right? The mixing bowl, spoon, these things people enjoy because they say, wow, this tastes this good as the batter that's inside of you, inside of your connection, inside your personality, inside of these things that you truly are meant to share with yourself within the world, showing the world that your eyesight is not limited. You are vibrational level. You move, you are braille in the emotional of satisfying because you're putting pinpoints within your Tourette's, and the Tourette's is touching people's thoughts. It is this where you are preparating people's connection. Now, everyone, give a flow to comedian, you know, author, you know, all these things he's going to do. He's going to do a lot of things. Give this guy a round of applause for being to himself the happiness that he's seen others leave cross-contaminated, like meals on the table that can't pay the bill. And he came in, invested in that, in paying the bill, and volunteering, and washing the dishes, and cleaning up. That's a no limitation that someone have with satisfying the greatness. Isn't that something? Now, thank you. Talk Dude, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for yours. Thank you for putting me as part of all this. I mean, one of the reasons that I basically signed up to do this show in the first place, I thought this is a program that I needed too. I know a lot of people out there do. You see, a lot of people, the thing is sometimes cynicism is just safer. You know, it's easier to just say it's all a lie, it's all a scam, it's all a trick, nothing works except the same old suffering and keeping that sort of tunnel vision, whatever, than to really
man,
try.
Man, you're talking to them now. You know that, right? You're talking to people, man. You're really listening to people, and they're seeing something. They're seeing somebody's taking the time to give them a napkin and wipe their mess up and say, hey, here's something. You make me go to the restroom. Emotionally going to the restroom and having that where you can go wash and clean the uncross-contaminated things that's in your life that's giving you this contagious setup. Now, talk to them. Talk, dude. I'm listening to you.
Anywho, I mean this. Now, you've got to take a chance. I know it seems damning, but somehow just suffering and thinking infinitesimally is possible, it's not going to help you as much as you like to think. You think it's safe, but you know, there are so many people who basically they've been waiting until their twilight years. They start smoking and drinking and poisoning themselves. Like, I just want to stop the pain. Someone got lucky. I'm too afraid to take a chance.
You don't have to try. Garbage can lining to change the garbage bag. The garbage can needs to be clean and maintained. But you can't treat the garbage can as the garbage bag. You can't live your life as the garbage bag, and you are technically the garbage can resource of taking things out of the problem, putting new things in. You look at it like that. Like, your life is not just, you're not the garbage. At this point, the garbage got to go through a process of being changed, and life is a part of change and chapters and things that put these things in order. And you got to recognize, spend time healing your moments, freeing the satisfying the greatness within you. I tell you this. Take the time to say a happy moment when the unhappy moments want to cross-contaminate. Clean that moment up and see how many more happy moments that you're really freeing, satisfying the greatness within you. For those out there that are listening, those out there are trying to find a part of themselves in this part of not fitting. See, you're trying to fit a mold that is a custom experience, and the mold is catered to what you need in a measurement, and it's a spiritual space that connect you to people that see and feel what you truly in this world want to have. And when you're suffocating, as you have some form of breathing emotional issues, it's very clear to take on the clearness of how to channel that actual unbreath moments where people are pushing you and pulling you and pinning you through all these emotional chambers, that healing them when you're just trying to survive. They pin you through, whoa, this is not right. No, you should do this. They're taking through all this. And you study it in your mind. You feel all these emotions carrying out. And you're wondering, truly wondering, how do I find this inside of me, my desire, this appetite I have is so frail because the love that I'm truly, truly trying to search for have always been searching inside of my love, and I've never freed it in to see it's not meant for me to change. This part that's already in the investment part of taking this place inside of my connection of me understanding this is here already. So for me to try to re-identify this love, this already put all the effort, put all the preparation, put all the trueness of the happiness that I know was inside of me, that is what it is. So when someone's already inside of you going through this, preparing, editing all the things that's not in your life that's healthy, from the cross-contaminated things that have been eaten like termites, eat on your actual roots, and now you're seeing this. This is not the part you're seeing at this time. It's already did the damage. So you're looking at this, and you're trying to talk to something that already have positioned itself, and something that's already truly have changed the actual cross-contaminated, you always trying to hold that as the actual problem when actually the problem has been freed from you. And you're trying to electronically slash put a Bluetooth on this. And this right here is telling you that, no, this is not the Bluetooth. The Bluetooth is already connected to the desires of happiness that's already been portrayed into your life. That you know, but you must dictate this because of what reason? Oh, because you've been conditioned to think you're right because of your sexual connection? You right because your age? You right because of what someone conditioned? And now you are caught up in the fungus that is cross-contaminated of you not seeing and being a part of the changing elements that allow life to truly be invested into your life in digestion that heals the actual, you know, people would call this, you know, when you have these things that's not completely correct, it's like having emotional ulcers. Life can be an emotional ulcer for you. And when someone figure out the way to clean it, you're so, I don't think this person have what I think they have to help me. And it's so amazing how what you think is great is something in somebody have more love and more satisfying the greatness in them on what your abilities is than you do. And you trying to convince them that they need to understand you and how you think. And they already aligned to that, right? When the fruit tree grow fruit, you went inside, come out, is the fruit tree still not a fruit tree because you ate a piece of fruit? It's going to still be a fruit tree. That is the process of when someone truly is in that position. And you're trying to position check them because your age, because of your actual ability to be life and bring life into this world. And see, this is the thing. It's so many more components to life. Now, this comedian, organic, okay. I must pass the actual craft of comedy, you know, personality of, you know, motivational chamber of, you know, marinating this actual ability. So passing it on to comedian, talk dude. Now, give us a few more words, sir.
Okay. All right. Now, here it is. Okay, we've got 10 minutes till. So, let me try and knock this out.
Listen to yourselves. Is there a crutch in your life? Don't use it as a cane. Find a way to stand on your own. Say, I can rely on myself. I can work on myself. I can be the person that I want to be. Okay, ask yourself a moment, who do you want to be? Who should you be? Who are you dying to be? That little voice inside that is screaming out to be that person. Or you try to silence it because you're afraid of how much power that might contain, the real risk. Who are you? Ask that.
Stop chasing the gas that's been freed from your stomach that's feel like a heart attack. When you have love that's been gassed up, it feels like a heart attack. Love should not be a gas that's just being filled with unhealthy experiences of people's, gases that they experience. That means experiences of hostile and emotional devastation that gases. And when you put that inside of you, you don't really have a place to go when you spend all your time, holding this. This is not your job to be at a hostage because you're able to really channel in with people. You're not here just to be, put out there like you are trash. You must understand, as you respond to the actual life and what is truly responding to the craft in you. You realize life is responding to you. So when you respond, make sure that you're truly giving life what you truly want and don't give life things you really think life can't give you. Because what you're going to find out, life will get annoyed by you because it said, I took all this time, modified this, and did all this extra stuff, and you want to give me the least, like I'm not deserving of this? And they go, life, life will leave you. Life will leave you with your own self, and you'll think you're at the end of the world because you have positioned yourself that way. Now, I've said something. I know it resonates. This is Comedian Organic. Okay.
Okay. All right. Remember that in a way you are terminal. You're all the line. We all need to basically do the most what this life will acquire to give us. We need to keep that in mind. And those of you who are smoking and drinking, it's like, you already know your term. You're just saying you want to speed up the process. It's the thing. People who do this, they don't want to live too long.
They're going
to slow a little bit and be out of here and be out of here before things really start to suck.
Can we get some real happiness? Can we truly get some real happiness, man? Don't be a wedgie to your happiness. Don't be a wedgie to your happiness, sir. Okay, free those words. Don't sound like you're a wedgie inside of some toxic germ. Come on now, man. Don't take the time and babysit the things that people destroyed you with. Come on now. Tell them things that you wanted to say, the happiness you truly want to have. Don't sit there and be all nitpicking and try to be all this bougie with your happiness. Come on. Tell them what you really feel.
Anywho, what have you?
One thing
that I've noticed, really, in my area of expertise.
Don't be constipated, sir. What just happened is truly be free.
Yes, yes. You need a sort of certain release. You have that greatness. What do you want to do right now? Ask yourself what you want to do right now. And, one of the problems with smoking and drinking and taking any other really kind of drug is it's like I'm going to try to poison myself. The kind of poison that puts a smile on my face because I just don't know how to get what I really want.
I think he took out the trash and forgot to wash his fingers. He's getting sick right now. He's being sick right now. Don't be sick right now, friend. Don't be sick right now, buddy.
We're talking about basically finding, taking what you want out of life, making real steps.
Yeah,
looking for the short.
Life is not all.
Some people want to dream small. It's easier to basically focus on a show on TV.
Come on, now. It's like I need to put this on mute. Okay, I need some more happiness than this, man.
Okay, happiness. Let's talk about happiness in a little bit.
Yeah.
Just smile. Yeah. Reach inside and personally find that sense of arrogance and self-importance that you need.
Oh. Right.
No, with every little bit of attitude in life, you can basically have a better attitude towards everything you do. How about a forceful smile? that broad nature.
Yeah. Smell.
Move that.
Smell a little more. Smell a little more. Smell. Just enjoy that vibrational level where it feels like happiness slid down to the lower end of the jaw muscle. This made the jaw just smile because of happiness have pushed so much weight on the shoulders of misery. And push misery out there, misery hollering. As it's falling to a moment of caring. Now, everybody, this is comedian Organic OK. And this show, can you give them a little insight on what happiness truly means without all the other misery part of it?
Okay. Look, I'm not talking about happiness. Sometimes I try to find the greatness. Sometimes greatness isn't always just about happiness. Sometimes you have some real, basically, moments where you're going to be waiting nothing.
All the time. Like
okay, fine. Let's talk a little bit about happiness.
Think
of a reason to smile. Walk around with it. Just no matter what that means, find a reason to smile.
Anyway,
we're all terminal. Ask yourself, what is a reason to smile?
What is a reason to take yourself? What a reason to truly enhance that place? When you're seeing things in your life fold to not truly be in your favorite. But guess what? The favorite moment inside of the phone where your desires are bubbling up. And this is where you are carrying the moment of bubbles that you can blow into the moment of life and happiness. You can blow that into the life and happiness. You can take that and express it, and you can clean your eye vision as you're seeing the things that you didn't see before. Now you are taking a magical moment, taking the bubble. Yeah, taking bubbles in your life and satisfying your happiness with bubbles. Change that. Change your life. If your life been destroyed by the things that you said out of your control, if it's out of your control, why is it a way that control doesn't control control? Uncontrolled and being free from it really can free the desires that they saw. Well, you gotta have structure. Life is about structure, about program. You gotta put things together. You gotta know routine. These things happen. There's some people that got so much freedom and they love it. People just fall into the desires of doing these tasks. Why are some of the less educated people you ever meet have some of the most educated people working for them? Is it coincidence? This is comedian Organic OK. I'm out of here. This show is called Satisfying the Greatness, and I'm gone for the night. Now, co-host. Talk, dude.
Right. Talk a little
Finish
bit. Be smiling. Stand up straight. Tuck your stomach, throw your shoulders back.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, now pull your body in.
Yeah.
Deep, slow breath. Smile. That's the first step to personal greatness, that sort of attitude. That is the first step. Dominate it. Well, thank you all for listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You. Just remember, these little self-helps can actually help you improve your life. That's a big thing. Do it all. I want to thank you all for listening. Thank you. And tune in next week. Thank you, and good night.